Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." The news of Jesus' birth would have been a shock to the shepherds for many reasons. We know these accounts so well that there isn't any surprise for us. But we need to remember that although the prophet Isaiah had spoken clearly about the coming of a Messiah, that was more than 700 years ago for the shepherds. Over the past 400 years, there hadn't been a prophet in the land. There was nothing that would have led them to believe that this was the moment of an announcement of the birth of the Messiah. Additionally, they were shepherds. They were not seen as responsible members of the community and were generally excluded from religious life. They were outsiders, and they would hardly have expected to be the first people to receive the news of Jesus' birth. It was also the middle of the night, and you needn't be surprised that the sudden arrival of an angelic choir gave them an enormous shock. They were understandably terrified. The announcement that the angels made to the shepherds was one of great joy. And that note of joy rings out throughout the Gospel of Luke. Whenever anyone grasps the good news of Jesus, the result is joy. We see that supremely in the three parables of the lost in chapter 15. Firstly, and significantly, there's joy over the discovery of the lost sheep. Although the shepherd had 99 other sheep, he was so joyful at finding this one sheep that he called in his friends and neighbours to share the celebration. Then when a woman lost one of her 10 silver coins in her headdress, she conducted a meticulous search of her house. When the coin was found, she couldn't keep it to herself and welcomed others to share her joy. And finally, Jesus told the story of the agonising loss of a son. The father longed for the moment when the wayward son might return, even though the son had terribly abused him. When he returned, the father held a banquet to celebrate the moment because he was so full of joy. Joy was at the heart of the good news of Jesus and is the experience of everyone who welcomes him into their lives today. So let me ask you a question. In what way have you experienced the joy that Jesus brings? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus into the world and for the joy which he still brings to those who place their trust in him. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.